Unit 2. Meet Coco. Page 17. Coco is a celebrity. Now in her 30s, she has beautiful long black hair and piercing eyes. She has been in movies and on television. She has been on the cover of magazines and has shown her paintings in museums. She has had webcasts on the internet, chatting with thousands of people. Coco's resume is impressive for anyone, but it is even more remarkable when you consider that Coco is a 125-kilogram female gorilla. Coco was born on July 4, 1971, at the San Francisco Zoo. She was named Hanabi Ko, Japanese for fireworks child, but she has always been called Coco. Coco was 3 months old when Francine Penny Patterson, a graduate student in psychology at Stanford University, first saw her. Patterson wanted to try to communicate directly with Coco. She asked the zoo authorities for permission to work with the young gorilla. At first, the zoo authorities refused. Soon after this, an illness spread through the gorilla population at the zoo. Coco almost died, and her mother couldn't take care of her. She had to be separated from the other gorillas. She was taken to the children's zoo, and doctors and workers at the zoo took care of her there. At 1 year of age, Coco was healthy but was still not able to live with the adult gorillas. Patterson asked the zoo officials again if she could work with Coco. This time, they gave their permission. Gorillas are among the best communicators of all animals. They can make a variety of sounds that have meaning. For example, they scream to show alarm. They make a sound like the bark of a dog to show curiosity. And they chuckle to show playfulness. However, gorillas' vocal cords cannot make the sounds of human speech. Patterson decided to teach Coco American Sign Language, ASL. ASL uses hand and body movements to represent words and ideas. ASL often omits words not needed for communication, such as articles and prepositions. Patterson first tried to teach Coco to make the signs for food, drink, and more. After working with Coco for about a month, Patterson was preparing some fruit for Coco's snack, and Coco made the sign for food. This was the first time Coco communicated by signing. At first, Patterson taught Coco signs by taking the gorilla's hand and forming the symbol, then giving her a treat if she did it correctly. By the age of 2, Coco could put signs together to form sentences, such as, "Pour that hurry drink, hurry." When she was 5, she could sign more than 200 words. Today, she signs over 1,000 words and understands 2,000 words of spoken English. When Coco was 3, Patterson was allowed to take her to Stanford University, where she was able to teach the gorilla much more. In 1976, the Gorilla Foundation was established in Woodside, California, and Coco moved there. In the near future, Coco and other gorillas will move to a new home in Hawaii. This new home will be very similar to gorillas' natural habitat in Africa. According to Patterson, Coco can communicate with humans. Patterson says that the gorilla asks questions and uses abstract words such as love and sadness. When Coco does not know the sign for objects, she combines signs she does know to create a new compound sign. For example, when she was given a ring, she signed finger bracelet. Patterson says that Coco even has a sense of humor. Once, one of Coco's teachers asked her about the color of a towel. Coco answered red, although the towel was white. The teacher asked again and again. Each time, Coco signed red, with more and more emphasis. Then Coco pointed to a tiny piece of red lint on the white towel and grinned at her teacher. In addition to her communication skills, Coco clearly has emotions. In 1984, she adopted a kitten, naming it All Ball. She treated All Ball like a baby gorilla, cuddling him in her arms and carrying him on her back. She was gentle and affectionate with the cat. One day, All Ball walked across a road near the gorilla compound, and a car hit him. Coco was heartbroken. Patterson asked, "Do you want to talk about your kitty?" Coco signed, "Cry." Patterson then asked, "What happened to your kitty?" Coco answered, "Sleep cat." When she saw a photo of All Ball, Coco pointed to the picture and signed, "Cry, sad, Frown. The story of Coco and Allball is told in a sentimental book for children called Coco's Kitten. Patterson's research with Coco has taught the world an important lesson. Gorillas may look fierce, but they are actually gentle, intelligent animals, and they can communicate better than anyone previously knew.